Blog Talk Radio.
This program is dedicated to Milton the Guide Dog, A Day for Milton, May 19th at the Brewery Hall in Bellport, Long Island. Milton the Guide Dog, who was killed at the service dog school last summer when a trainer left him in a heated van in the middle of a heat wave. So don't forget, May 19th, A Day for Milton, and it's going to be a glorious party for Milton, and people can come and speak about service dogs. Bring your puppy, bring your dog. And Bellport, Long Island, from 11 to 2, A Day for Milton. Every day, people rely on the government to give them information, to protect them, to make sure that things are labeled, and to be able to read things and communicate. I mean, can you imagine getting in your car and you couldn't read anything? Well, how about a blind person, let's take an example, who gets on a bus, could be a local bus or it could be out of state, you know, Greyhound bus going to another state or whatever, and you get off the bus. You're totally blind, right? And you can't read anything. You don't know where you are. You don't even know if you got off at the right stop. I mean, the buses are supposed to call out the stops, but we all know that that doesn't always happen. So you get off, you don't know where you are, you're lost. You could be just on a plane trip or looking for something specific or going for a job or whatever it might be. You're relying, normally, relying on the government to provide signs that you can read and directions where you can get around. Now, even if you have one of those smartphones, I tried it with a smartphone when I was going to get this phone, and it failed on me. But while the phone was working, I tried to get it to tell me what street is this and different things. And it doesn't always work. It's hit and miss. So your best backup when you're visually impaired, and of course this can apply to any other disabled person who can't communicate, your best backup is to have signage that you can read or that you can hear. And of course, when you're you got to cover the deaf blind too. You got to have vibration. But it's really a horror when you have no law can be enforced. You know, you have the Americans with Disability Act, but there's no enforcement, and they left us out in a lot of situations. They have these new devices in the stores now. Many of the stores have them where you have to wave your card in a certain way, or, you know, put it in a certain way over the screen. You know, no sound on it. Trust somebody else to take your card and put it in the right position. You can't read it. There's no indication that it worked. They had a halfway good situation where if you inserted the card, and some stores still have this, but a lot of them are switching over to the screen that's silent. The other type of device. You put the card in, and it made a musical noise. And at least you knew that the card went through. You couldn't read it, but at least you knew that it was accepted.
Good evening, Innocent.
So they went from bad to worse for millions of us. And I checked with our attorney, Bahamundi. By the way, his number is 516-783-9662. He's a civil rights lawyer. I checked with him on these new screens that you can't read, and he said, as long as there's a live person behind the counter, they can get away with it. They don't
That's
have to
terrible.
Make it so we can read it.
That's
so
true.
Now you got other people butting into your business, you know, and you don't know who these people are.
Yeah, they could copy down your number.
And you don't know who's standing behind them.
Mm-hmm.
When you can't see them. Now, it only happens to a minority of us. The average person can read the damn thing. They know they're protected. The government protects them. Well, hell, they're not protecting us. Because we don't have the same privileges that everybody else has. And that's only one example, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And the law doesn't do a damn thing about it. I wanted to sue all these people that switched over to these devices that a guy like me can't read. You can't do it. They're hiding behind the law that's supposed to protect us. Because they have a live person there. You know?
That's terrible.
That's how it is.
It is. Yeah.
That's how it is. That's what we're dealing with. And
yeah.
In that way, it's getting worse. Because that applies to other situations as well.
Yeah, it does.
Not only to these new devices.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Come to find out that I was maybe lucky that they raised my rent and they didn't inform me in writing, and they informed me on the phone.
Mm.
And come to find out that they're not allowed to do that. They got to inform you in writing. So I might have a case. I don't know yet.
Oh, good.
Don't know yet. Mm. You know. But most of the time, if someone can read it to you, and I don't know, I can't speak for anybody else, but I've had some bad experiences with people reading things. They either read it wrong or their English is horrible and one thing or another. So, you know, you miss out on information. You find out later that such and such was wrong, and so on and so forth. And it's just a very, very frustrating thing to deal with when you you begin to realize that you're not equal as a person.
That's true.
Now, a lot of these polls, for instance, they have these signs way up
mm-hmm.
high, right? And if you, I examine some of these poles that hold the sign.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're made out of metal. They have notches all the way up
mm-hmm.
and down the pole. And when
okay.
they put the sign way up, why
mm-hmm.
didn't they put one down at hand level?
Right.
That you could read.
Right.
Simple.
It is simple.
A simple-ass thing, and they left us out.
How about when they put the sign up, okay, and you still can't read what's there because they left it in standard print? but they put everything up there at a level that you could be at, but they still did a, excuse me, half-assed job because they didn't make it where you could read it, you know, which sign
went. What good is that?
Went.
That's the same thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing what I just said. No good
exactly,
if you can't read it.
That's right.
And these signs should have sound on them.
Yeah, this one does.
They really
goes,
should.
This one has two, the way they put it on my corner is a little wacky. What they did is they put two distinct sounds on which way you're going. So if you're,
well, you're talking,
across,
wait a minute, you're not talking about a sign, you're talking about the accessible pedestrian signals.
Yes, I am. I'm getting to that.
That should be everywhere where there's a light.
But I think that they should all put it on one pole. This way you know which goes which way. You could feel it. But no, they put it on two separate poles a little far away from each other on one of them, so you don't know where the other one is.
Well, I don't know. It depends on the corner. It depends on the crossing on the corner.
So that's what they do?
You have to follow the arrow. The direction of the arrow going should be the direction that you have to walk when you have the light.
Mm.
You touch the arrow and you follow.
That's all I know. A clank is one direction on the street, and a click is another. So I would sit there and go, what's what? I couldn't tell. I really couldn't. Which way
I don't
it was.
Know what that is.
Yeah, so I did. It's like a separate sound that they
supposed
put.
It's supposed to be a talking light.
It is.
Doesn't
they
it
put
talk?
A sound. Yes, it does. But what they did is for you to find the device, you have two different sounds. One goes for one street and one goes for another. You know how you told me that, you know, your dog looks for that sound and then just goes straight to it when
well,
you
she looks for the
forward?
For the light. I don't know about the sound.
Right. Yeah.
But
well, this one, two sounds. So if you're not privy to the sound itself, you don't know which way to go. There's no way of telling for me.
You have
you know?
To know which direction you're going in.
Well, yeah, I do.
And then you follow the arrow. You click the, you push the button.
Yeah.
And you follow the arrow.
God bless you.
And, excuse me, it takes you, you know, you wait for the sound to come on.
Right.
The walk sign is on to cross so-and-so street.
That's what I wait for.
That's your
90%
clue.
90% of the time. But for some reason, it's getting lower and lower and lower to hear that because of my hearing. So
well,
I'm sitting
they
got to
fix it. They got to turn it up.
And when they turn
but,
it up, other
here,
people
but here's fight. Where you here's where you lose.
Right.
There's no enforcement.
Right. Or
see?
There's other
same
people complaining
stuff.
That they can't sleep because of the noise of the
oh, that's
the thing.
A bunch of bull. You got to have
think
enforcement.
So. They just don't like it.
You got to have enforcement.
Yes, you do. So I'm going to have
there's
them hire.
There's no
them
damn
like
ass enforcement on these things.
Yeah.
You know,
no, there isn't.
It's like they're doing us a favor, you know.
That's for sure. We have a couple calls, so I'll let you get started, and then we'll maybe get some of these calls.
All right. Inner Sight, brought to you by the Third Eye. Insight, Devin Fernandez, my buddy. Want to learn how to protect yourself, 631-445-3464. Third Eye Insight with Fernandez. All right, let's see. Wednesday nights,
mm-hmm.
we're on Manhattan, and if you're in Manhattan, 1997 at 11 o'clock Wednesday night, the Inner Sight program. MNN on the Spirit Channel, that's 11 o'clock. Well, these are all 11 o'clock. 35 on Verizon Files, 11 at night, and RCN 84. Those are the channels in Manhattan. All right, and you get it on the Spirit Channel, MNN.org, channel 3 on the Spirit, 11 o'clock. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen. My good friends Tom and Michelle.
Yeah,
and Shelby's Kitchen, where you can see a lot of evidence that Milton lived there and was there. May 19th, the day for Milton, right across from Shelby's Kitchen in the brewery hall. 14 Station Road, all right?
Yeah.
11 to 2, May 19th. Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444. Great food over there and some really beautiful people. I want to thank Ellie, the manager, who has been posting the show every week.
That's awesome.
Up at Shelby's Kitchen, you know. Brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. We thank them for displaying A Day for Milton on their website under events. And keep up the great work. Stay with us and get the word out there, all right?
Definitely.
I want to thank my friend Adam in the health store. He was very impressed with the signs on my dog. They're beautiful, bright colors with a picture of Milton announcing the day for Milton. And he took a picture, and he says, "Oh, he says I'm gonna tell all my friends. I'm gonna put this all over the world. He's all over the place, you know."
Oh wow!
So thank you so much, Adam, for that. And
yeah,
I don't know how many others have taken pictures of my dog with these signs. And I know when I was in the Coffee Bean, people were talking, they were reading the sign, it's going to be a day for Milton. And one girl said, who's Milton? And the guy said, that's the dog that was killed at the school over the summer.
Yes,
he knew.
He knew, yeah.
So they may have taken pictures. And when one guy came up to me and said, oh, you got a beautiful dog, you know, and thanked him. So the signs are working.
Yeah, they are.
And that's going to be our flyer.
Oh, nice.
The sign will be our flyer. I'm going to check with Ira just to make sure. But the information is on there. You know, the time and the day and everything. Picture of Milton.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got beautiful colors, and it's going to work as a flyer.
Yeah.
And people could take pictures of it and put it up on their social media.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
All right. Inner Sight, Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 880-7929. Brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island, my buddy Gary. Dog food, cat food, medical for the animals. 631-484-3085. All the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster of Antioquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and all the youngsters who have passed away at the hands of evildoers. We salute them. We remember them. We remind you, go an extra mile for a child.
That's right.
Inner Sight reminds you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else we got? Oh, Kennedy Realty. I heard Mr. Kennedy was ailing. We wish him well.
Aww.
We hope he's feeling better. And
I hope so.
Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Thank you, Mr. Kennedy, for your support. Thank Islip Cleaners, my buddy Danny over there.
Mm-hmm.
And Suffolk Bus Corp, of course, supporting the day for Milton. All right. Don't be surprised if you start seeing pictures of Milton up on Suffolk County buses.
That'd be awesome.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I know. That
I wouldn't
would be awesome.
Put it past John Corrado to doing it.
No, I know.
I want to wish Laura, John's private secretary, a speedy recovery from her surgery. All right. Good friends of mine for many, many years.
They are.
All at the Suffolk Bus.
Mm-hmm.
Inner Sight around the world, and tonight talking about all the things that that people have that we the disabled don't have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so many of them. I mean, how many people have to make, if they're going to go out, let's say, to a restaurant or something, how many people have to make a phone call? Are you accessible?
Only us. The disabled. Yeah.
We're the only ones that got to do that.
Yeah, no.
You know? And come to, you know, either somebody lies to you and tells you they are, or they don't know what the hell they're talking about. Either way.
More like they don't know what the hell they're talking about. You know?
Both is horrible.
Yeah, no.
Nobody else has to make that kind of a phone call.
No.
Just those of us who are disabled.
Mm-hmm.
Remember one time I was with a friend of mine, my dear friend Nancy,
mm-hmm.
And we met for lunch. She used to be my co-host on the show. We met for lunch,
mm-hmm.
And she couldn't get into the place.
Mm-hmm.
So she said to me, she said, I can't go in there. You know, if you want to go, fine. I said, I'm not going in without you.
That's right. Thank
you. We came here to have lunch, so, you know, we had
That's
to find
right.
another place.
Oh, God,
nobody's
were you able
go
to easily
that.
Find that?
What?
Were you able to find a good
yeah,
restaurant?
Yeah, we found another place, but,
yeah.
You know, not what we wanted, but, you know. But that doesn't happen to anybody but those of us who are minority, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no damn enforcement on these things.
No, there isn't.
If there were, every place would be under, at least under construction of being made accessible.
That's true.
You don't see that.
Nope.
Where's the construction crews making every place accessible? Where the hell are they?
Ha. Not happening.
Like they say in Italian, up of your ass.
Mm-hmm.
All right, true. Inner Sight. Play the Able News, and then we'll go to the phones.
Okay, hang on.
You got the Able?
Yes, I do.
Angela,
I
Melanie,
get...
and you got
to
find out
okay.
if she got our note that you
okay,
sent.
Hold on. Yep.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, we're at 213-816-1650. Let's take a phone call.
Okay.
Live on Inner Sight.
We have Lorraine, so let me get her in. And we also have Anthony. We also had another person I didn't recognize, but they seemed to disappear.
All right, let's get Lorraine.
Lorraine in.
She's
okay.
One of our advocates.
Yes.
Special projects.
Hello, Lorraine.
Coordinator.
Hello. Good
hey.
Evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Yes. I'm doing fine and well, and you?
Doing okay. Getting there. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm getting there.
You're going to the day for Milton.
That's
that I'm
right.
Going to.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'll
That's
be
where
there
you're going.
Early.
Definitely. I'm going to be there, too.
Yeah.
Sure
well,
you will.
I have to be.
Right.
We'll get
Both
you there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, has anybody heard this? I went to renew my, it was like the SCAT bus renewal time for me. And then I get a letter saying that all you need to show is your Medicare card. Did anybody get that?
No.
Lorraine doesn't live in Suffolk County.
No,
yeah,
I don't live in Suffolk.
Yeah, but I'm sure
Queens,
that this would be like once you go to renew, they... I think they're going to make it the statewide. I don't know. I have to find out about that.
Well, every county is going to be different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Counties have the right to
do
make up
want.
Their own thing. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wonder
do.
If the hours are the same, too. I want to just ask a few questions. I think I'm going to call the SCAT.
Well, you better call them.
Yeah. I want to
call
them
and get the details.
Yeah, I will.
Lorraine.
Yes.
Have you ever experienced, as a visually impaired person, you know, have you ever experienced going someplace and having to deal with a situation that wasn't made for you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you have. I mean,
yeah.
Most of us have been through mm-hmm. that.
Yeah. Going to the restroom, there was one place I went to and there was no handicap accessible bathrooms. It was a big place, big restaurant, and didn't have that. They had all
wow.
the regular stalls, but not that.
Wow.
At all. And it was a huge bathroom.
Yeah, they could.
I mean, they had space enough for handicap, you know, like areas where they could use the bathroom at, but this one didn't. And
oh,
I was
wow.
often wondering why they didn't have that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, big, huge bathroom.
Now that could be
yeah.
that could be a serious health problem for somebody.
It is.
Yes,
only
it
thing
can.
They had was stalls.
You know,
wow.
I mean,
you have weak
get in
kidneys
the door with a,
or
mm-hmm.
some kind of medical situation, that could be a serious problem.
That could
it can be.
Mhm. And then on top of that, the toilets was kind of low.
Oh,
I mean, wheelchairs was able to get through the door. I was surprised at that because wheelchairs
yeah.
were able to get in there. But the stalls was
tight.
Kind of not so big.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them weren't, some of them weren't. Yep. That's what I witnessed.
Oh, wow.
That. And the same thing when you put your card and you don't hear it. Because I remember before when I used to put my card on thing, it would check out with my family. It would
mm-hmm.
tell you how much the item was and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't hear it in some
wow.
places. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have these talking, where you go in some of the supermarkets, they mm-hmm. have this self-checkout situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that
mm-hmm.
that talks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do talk.
I don't know how much
mm-hmm.
information it gives you.
Only the
it.
Items priced, and then they add it up, and they tell you if it's not enough, or they tell
oh.
you if you didn't put your money in it correctly, or your card.
How about when you do put it in, you're not guided, you know, to put in another item right afterwards. That happened
oh,
to me
yeah.
a couple of times. And they said,
yeah.
are you complete with your order? I'm like, no,
yeah.
because I was too slow for it. It didn't register, right? So
yeah,
I was like,
exactly.
Okay. I then took everything off the thing, canceled the order, and went on the regular line. I was too,
mm-hmm.
I didn't want to sit there and learn it. Let's put it that way.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Should be easy.
So
than
it
that.
Tells you, it tells you the price.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but it doesn't tell you the content of the item.
Some of them do tell you the content
of the package.
Where I went to, it told. Mhm. And
it
then
reads
there were
the package for you.
Yeah, it read the package for me where I went to. I forgot where exactly it was, but it read it.
Mm. All right, but that's not
surprised.
All over, right? That's hit and miss.
No, that's
right?
not all over. Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's another thing. There's no consistency for those of
no,
us who are disabled.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I correct that. There's only consistency of non-accessibility.
That's
mm-hmm.
the truth. That really is. That's terrible, but it is the truth.
Yeah.
And you know
so,
when you're walking... Mm-hmm.
Oh, go ahead.
You know when you're walking at, across the street, you're standing at the corner, and they have, like, the boxes where you have, the little bumps that you feel on the ground... For, you know, for the blind.
Right.
They don't have them on every corner. They don't have them much on every corner. And you're walking, and how do they expect you to get to them, to stand right on them?
Yeah.
You know, it's supposed to be there to help you cross the street or something to let you know.
Well,
no,
so you know that you're close to the crosswalk, in other words.
Yeah,
right.
You're close to the crosswalk. Mm-hmm.
Or even at the train station, they have them so you don't go over the, you know, into the rail and fall in.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
But sometimes they don't have them, which is kind of upsetting too. So you have to pay attention to where the strip is, but you could feel the strip a little bit with your foot, you know, the way they would have put it, but they didn't, you know.
Because, you know, I feel, too, when you're on a train, anybody, it could be for anybody, I feel when the train come into the station, because they have that big gap there, and I was thinking somebody, they should put in place a type of thing where when the train pulls in and they have these things where it can come out up against the train so there wouldn't be no gaps that somebody could slip through them, you know, when they're trying to get on.
Yeah.
It's a safety.
They have
They
have the safety, what do you call, and stuff that you could use. But the problem is that if it's a large gap, a really large gap with the ramp that they do put out for the disabled and the people on wheelchairs, then there's no way of getting through that one. You have to wait and go to another exit and see what is that. Yeah, it's a pain.
Yes, I see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. How do you go to another exit when you can't get through the train with your wheelchair?
No, you don't go that way. You go through where the exit. You go out onto the if it's not truly accessible, you really can't get in. So the person actually brings the ramp to another opening, and you try it there. And sometimes it doesn't work. Also, you go to another one. So I've gone to the most of them was three times in there. And I find that...
Yeah, but if you can't get out of the car and you have to go to another car, how do you do that?
You actually need to really... it's going to be difficult. Really, it is. You don't know. And then when you go to, like, say, Jamaica, you could ask the conductor to wait. That sometimes doesn't work, so you could get into the next car. You know,
you're not answering my question. You don't
understand. You have to go out and come back in. You have to go out and come back in before.
How can you go out if you said the ramp's not working properly?
Exactly. You have to wait for the conductor.
What's the conductor
going to
do?
Button. He's going to bring the ramp so you could get out, and then he's going to bring it to another one so you can go back in and go to the next stop where there's the doors aren't lined up with the...
Go to the next stop?
That sounds a lot.
All because you can't get through the cars with your wheelchair. Now, if you go on Amtrak, you can get through the cars.
Yeah.
Why aren't all the trains like that?
Because they don't want to make them that way. They don't want to make them.
The wheelchair should be able to get through those cars like anybody else.
That's right. Some people can because their wheelchair is not a standard size wheelchair. It's smaller. So,
it should be universal. It should be for everybody.
Yeah, it should be, It should be wide enough
that where the hell's
the
enforcement?
Yeah, there's no enforcement on that. Then also, when you sit on the special seat that they provided you, it leans forward. So the person who's on the back of that chair is literally leaning his chair. You can't move them, but you could feel the weight of the person who's in the chair. And if you were to sit down a little abruptly, they would say something about it. So you have to sit on the edge of the seat. So
bottom line is they didn't build it right.
Correct.
No.
All right. We have any other callers?
No. Only Lorraine now.
All right. So, you know, people take for granted that the government is going to provide for them. You know, they don't have to be on alert for that. They don't have to call ahead. They don't have to ask their friends, is this accessible? Is that accessible?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they take it for granted.
Yes, they do.
We are not treated that way.
No,
we're not equal. And that's why Inner Sight believes that this government owes us everything and more that they're giving us.
Mm-hmm.
This government should not have the right to take money away from somebody who's disabled.
That's right.
Not with the way we're being treated.
I know.
You know? We shouldn't even have to pay rent.
There you go.
With this government. They owe us. You know?
Yeah.
How many apartments and buildings are not accessible that you can't get into, even if you have the money?
That's right.
Look at all those brownstones in Upper East Side. A person
mm-hmm.
in a wheelchair can't get in there.
No, but you know who protects that? The Landmarks Commission. They protect it because it's an old building.
Yeah, well, how about protecting the people?
That'd be better.
The people are more important than the damn land.
That's true, but they don't see it that way. It's money to them.
We're not protected.
That's right.
We're not equal.
Now you
know?
Got it.
Why should we have to pay rent?
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, the hospital, supported by the federal government, we all know they get money from the feds, blinded me. All right?
Yeah, I remember.
When I lost my job over 30 years ago and became a street musician, and my guide dog passed away, they wouldn't give me a dog. They wouldn't do a damn thing for me. How much does the government owe a so-called normal person to protect them from danger and to make sure that their eyesight is secure?
They don't even, that's like hard to even get a guesstimate on it because they don't seem to owe them unless they, you know, are disabled.
They owe the average person who's not blind is my point.
Oh, okay.
And that person has everything.
Right.
But not a blind person.
No, not a blind person, no.
See? You have no rights with these schools. There's no law.
I ask the question, why I have to learn Braille when it's not even being used, you know?
You said what?
Why do I have to learn Braille if it's not even being used in a lot of areas? You know, it's really frustrating.
You don't have to learn Braille. Well, because they're making money on it.
That's it.
That's the answer to that. You don't have to learn Braille. Tell them you don't want it. You don't want Braille. Tell them to give you sound.
Yeah, that sometimes I can't hear it well. So I'm in a
tell them to improve,
in a bind.
Give you the right type of hearing equipment.
Equipment. Yeah, and a hearing aid, a better hearing aid. You know.
Inner sight. And, you know, I believe that someday we will be equal.
Yeah, we will.
It's going to take a hell of a lot of changes and doing, and it's going to take politicians who are brave enough to stand up for us.
That's right.
Say, hey, this is ridiculous. You know, because most of us, well, all of us pay taxes.
Oh, yeah.
But we don't get the
In
same
way
thing
or
that... We don't get the same thing that other people get out of their taxes
no,
who are not
don't.
Disabled.
I wish we did.
The taxes goes for signs. It goes for labeling. It goes for so many things.
Mm-hmm.
It goes to protect people. Where the hell is that for us?
At minimum. They have everything at minimum, so they don't have to do anything for it. You know, so... They don't repair, I'll give you a quick example. They don't repair the lights that they've put up, but they'll manage to take, if somebody says, oh, it's too high, you know, the volume, and more than one person says it, they're going to lower the volume of those lights because more people said it than the people who are
No,
disabled.
Because there's no enforcement.
That's
it doesn't
true.
Matter who says it. Nobody has the right to make... The standard traffic lights so people can't read it. That's against the law. Why is it against the law for us?
Yeah.
You follow
exactly.
what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
It's got nothing to do with somebody complaining. It has to do with enforcement. They just use that as an excuse.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, the other thing is when you have Medicaid or Medicare and you're disabled, you go to a doctor, you pay, the Medicaid pays for most of the bill, then you got to pay what they call a copay.
Yeah.
You know? Now, what the hell kind of stuff is that? I have to pay a doctor when the son of a bitch is blinding me?
Oh,
hell
no.
No. I've never paid a copay in my life, and I'm proud of it, and I never will. You owe me money. I'm not going to give you no damn money. Mm. I do not give money to doctors.
I know.
And
I'm
very lucky. I'm very lucky in that way because I go to a doctor who agrees with me.
Right.
He tells me, don't worry about
it.
Don't pay that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that is horrendous, man. You blind somebody, and then you want to take their money?
That's the worst thing.
Nah,
that's
man.
Just
yeah, I don't go for that crap. Yeah. And I can't even read the sign down the block.
Yeah.
And they want my money?
Right. That's so terrible.
That is horrible. They put up a few accessible pedestrian signals here. It took me over 4 years, 5 years. To do it. So you go one block out of the way and you can't read the damn light. They did a half-assed job.
Yeah.
And they have the nerve to ask a guy like me for money?
I wouldn't. And lately I've been not paying the copays. I've been letting them go to Medicaid. I can't afford it. Yeah, my husband was out of work for a long time. Where were you saying that, you know, these people can then go to retire who spent 32 years and more in the system, but now you can't do that. They won't let you do that. You know?
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute.
Well,
what are you talking about?
Retire.
You can't retire.
My husband has to work probably close to his 70s, so he'll be able to get full retirement pension. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What, they raised the age is what you're saying?
Yes, they did.
Yeah,
oh,
but you can still
goodness.
Quit and get part of it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but that's like, it's called shelfing your card. But if he shelves his card and, you know, I don't know what the ordeal with that is, but you have to be at a certain year to be able to at least get 75 to 80% of your pension. You'll get full pension if you're closer to the age of 70 than you are to 65.
Well, if you go to Social Security age, you know, you can retire then and figure it out. You might get the same thing combined that you're going to get when you work longer. I don't know. You'd have to figure it out.
Yeah, maybe get a lawyer to, you know.
No, you don't need a lawyer. Just figure out how much you're going to get from Social Security and how much retirement you would get.
Yeah, he called
and combine the two.
Yeah, he called them one time to find
if
out
if you can
how
get
much
Social Security. A lot of people who retire from certain jobs cannot get Social Security. I found that out recently.
Really? Why?
Yep, because that's how the system works. The government gives you one or the other.
That's crazy. It is. Either your pension or Social Security, is that how it works?
Yeah. In
That's
certain,
terrible.
Like the railroad is like that.
Really?
Yep.
That's not good. You paid all that
Social
time.
Social Security. Well, no, I agree. It's not. They if you reach a certain age, you should get that Social Security.
That's right.
No matter what.
It's absolutely terrible, honestly. You know, you worked all that time.
Yeah, a lot of things.
And you don't get it. I mean, come on, people. Get with the picture. We don't get that much money to begin with. That's what I keep saying. People don't believe me when I say that. And then I say, okay, you want me to read what I have to spend down and then how much I get? You know, and the rest goes to if you don't spend it down properly with a trust, you're going to, you know, definitely get hit hard with either taxes, you know, on your Social Security, or You're going to
It's all because the agencies that are there don't help us.
That's right.
They should be helping with this kind of a situation. I don't give a damn if it's just $100 a week or whatever it is.
Yeah.
They should be raising money to help those of us who are disabled.
That's right.
And elderly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not happening. It's all on the government, and the government makes these stupid rules that
mm-hmm.
leaves millions of us out. There's what?
That's right.
40 million disabled in this country?
A little more, but not that much more. Yeah.
I don't know what the latest Usually. Number is, but...
I could look it up and see. Hold on.
Now, here's a question. How much does the government now owe Michelle Krupa?
That's like...
All right.
Mm.
That's,
whose guide dog was killed purposely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know? They won't, the schools won't talk to her. If she applies at any school, it's going to be used against her that she sued
yeah.
the school out here. The government
mm-hmm.
has not said a damn word about all this.
Oh, they will after a while. They have
you know,
to. They have
to
no
protect
choice.
Her.
I do believe it.
Yeah.
They will.
You know,
they will. They'll have to. It'll have to come out. You know.
How do you measure someone's way of life, someone's eyesight, someone's independence when it's taken from you the way it happened to Michelle?
I mean, that
well,
was
that's
got
to be one of the ultimate
betrayal. To me, it's a betrayal.
Stop mumbling in the background.
I'm not.
Quiet.
Sorry.
Yes, you are. You've been doing it through the whole damn show.
Yes.
You got to stop
okay.
that.
Sorry.
So, you know, that's a very serious situation that we face. That a guide dog can murder a school, can murder a dog, get away with it. Person gets a slap on the wrist. And now they won't even communicate with her because she you know, is trying to get something out of it. And what she wants is something that's going to help everybody. You know, she wants a law. She wants regulations. She wants people to be protected and the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
You're not asking them to... You know, to just to give her money and forget about
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
She's a crusader in this way. So that's got to be one of the most horrible examples that I know of in recent years. To do that to somebody, kill their dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Force him to bring the dog back to the school because he had no choice. And then you never see your dog again. The government owes her. They could never repay her what they owe her. They ought to be begging her for forgiveness. And the school. And the government didn't even stand up and address the school. You know, they allow the school to have a what they call a 501c3, which is a tax-exempt status. They can raise all the money they want. They never have to pay taxes. Michelle is a taxpayer. Where the hell is her rights? The school doesn't even pay taxes. And the government allows it to happen. Not one politician has spoken up for Michelle or Milton. It's a damn disgrace to the American flag in this country, what they're doing. But the day for Milton is going to become a day of reckoning. You wait and see. It's going to happen all over this country. Because we're not going to let the world forget what happened to Milton. May 19th at the Brewery Hall, Bellport, 11 to 2, day for Milton. The government owes us the same thing that everybody else has. What would they do if someone violated somebody's eyes? You know, and then later on, that person died. Wouldn't the government speak up about that? Wouldn't they have a district attorney to prosecute that person to the letter of the law?
Oh, yeah.
Where the hell is that for Michelle? Doesn't she deserve the same protection that anybody else would have? Just because her way is an animal?
Mm-hmm.
It's a disgrace to this country. If I get a chance to talk at Milton's day, my opening statement is going to be, the United States of America Congress should immediately declare a blind person's dog equal to a sighted person's eyes.
Yes.
That's my opening statement. And I'm going to put it on television before I go up there.
There you go. That's right.
Because it's damn ass true. Where the hell are they? We're not even asking them to spend any money.
No.
Put
not
some words in the Americans with Disability Act. Where is it? What a disgrace. I'm proud and happy to be an American. You know, but I'm not proud of these half-assed politicians that don't give a damn about America by protecting us and protecting people like Michelle. I'm not proud of them. All right, InterSight 213-816-1650. We have any other callers?
No.
No calls. Right. Tomorrow night's the funnies. Don't forget. We're going to goof off tomorrow night.
I'm going to try.
Do the philosopher.
Yeah.
I want to do the philosopher tomorrow night. Start out with the philosopher tomorrow night. Louis called me earlier.
Yeah.
He'll be here. I got to come up with a good Jimmy Dinigan. Oh, I know one. Oh, here's a go. This is funny. Jimmy Dinigan brings his guide dog to school.
Oh, that should be really nice.
The only thing is, well, you'll have to listen tomorrow night.
Yeah, just the title alone.
He called it his guide dog. Tomorrow night. It's a regular riot. Jimmy and his guy. He snuck it in the building.
Uh-oh.
All right, in a sight. And so funny. He told the dog to sit, and the dog wouldn't sit. So he gave the dog a biscuit, and the dog went to buy it. I'll never forget. It was so damn funny.
Oh,
crazy
mm-hmm.
Jimmy. All right, tomorrow night on the Frolics. Anybody like to be on the show, give us a call, 631-224-3090, or send us an email, innersight@pmpmail.com. com. No attachments. All right. All the stupid people. I'm gonna do a skit on this. All the stupid people that have been sending me emails telling me that my money is ready, want to give me a loan, and I've answered all of them. They can't open my email, the idiots, and they don't loan money to nonprofit organizations. I called a couple of them. As soon as they find out you're nonprofit, they hang up on you.
Ah, okay.
So tomorrow night I'm gonna do some kind of skit on that because it's so stupid. They keep sending me these emails. Oh, up to $685,000 is ready for you. I sent them an email. I said, "Well, put it in my account."
Mm-hmm.
You know, I made up my own rules. I said I can only give you $100 a month, and I don't have any employees, so there it is. And that's
there
when
you
they
go.
Hang up.
They don't want to have anything to do with you. So stupid. But they keep sending me the damn email.
They don't learn.
What?
No, they don't listen.
They don't learn.
Yeah, stupid. I don't know why they don't lend money to nonprofits. You know that's another thing. When you're visually impaired and you gotta live your life, a lot of times you don't have the same opportunities that people have, you know.
Okay.
So they ought to go by taxes and all that. You know, they want to see the W-2s and all that. They should go by the fact how this person pay their rent for the last 10 years. Have they ever been evicted? Have they ever? Because I've never been evicted in my life.
Okay.
I don't know any rent. I don't know any phones. You know? I only owe people that I refuse to give money to who owe me. You know.
Okay.
And that's it. All right, in a sight. Tomorrow night, the funnies. Don't forget, 8 to 9, Louis will be here, too. Louis Rivera, tomorrow night. Yeah, so give us enforcement. Give us the same protection and everything else that everybody else has within the context that we can understand it. You know, that would be a great move forward and a great plus. And that would get the government more taxes because it would be much easier for a blind person to get a job or a disabled person to get a job. So they're going to make money on it. But we all know that they don't want us around. They'll make sure that the nursing home is fully accessible, won't they?
Yeah, they do.
But not the rest of it. I guarantee you that the nursing home's fully accessible. How about the rest of that block where the nursing home is?
Right.
You know. I want to thank all our callers, Lorraine for calling in, Suzanne, co-host. And I didn't
You're
mean
welcome.
To yell at you, but I get frustrated on my show. All right, Inner Sight. Thank you. Be with you tomorrow night. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night.
Inner.
Good night, everyone.
Inner Sight.
Good night.
Enjoy.
Thank you. You too.